just before I start, I just want to say this is a massive honour for me to be able to come and speak for you guys. So if you all look under your seats, there should be a piece of paper. There should be about one between two, or maybe there might be enough for each individual. We couldn't actually find these verses on the computer, so I thought I might just print them out and let you guys be able to take them home as well. Yes, it's really long for me. Heavenly Father, I desire to be obedient by being strong in the Lord and the power of your might. I recognize that this is essential to put on the armor that you have provided, and I do so now for the gratitude praise and by faith as effective spiritual protection against the spiritual force of darkness. I confidently take the battle truth. I take Jesus, who is the truth, as my strength and protection, and ask wisdom and discouragement to believe and speak and know only the truth. Thank you for the breastplate of righteousness. By faith, I appreciate the righteousness of Jesus Christ and ask you, Jesus, to walk in your holiness in my life today. Thank you, Lord, for the shoes of peace. I desire that my feet should stand on the solid rock of peace and that as I walk in obedience to you, the God of peace promises to walk with me. Eagerly, I hold and lift up the shield of faith. By faith, I trust in you to be a complete and perfect shield. I recognize that my mind is a target of Satan's deceiving ways, and I take the helmet of salvation, recognizing that the Lord Jesus Christ is my salvation. I shield my head with him and invite his mind to be with me with joy. I take hold of the sword of spirit, which is the word of God, affirming that it is the infallible word of God, and enable me to use your word not only to defend me from Satan, but to claim his promises. So before I start the sermon, I feel like it's a really hot day today, which is really good. So I feel like since it's really hot, anybody that would like to just take off your shoes and let your feet be free, just come up to the front and take off shoes. So you come up. Thank you. We have one person. One on Gonal. Second one. All right, so before we talk about how we use the... Oh, yes. So before we talk about how we use the armor of God, we must understand what each individual piece means. And to be able to show that, I'd like Jono to come up and help me display. So first, we take the belt of truth. Belt and belt. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and it is only through him we can come to God. Therefore, truth is of the utmost importance in the life of a Christian. It is fitting that the belt of truth is the first piece of the whole armor of God, because without truth, the rest of the armor would be no use to us because we would not have the spirit of truth. John 15:26. When you think about being truthful, you think about not lying, which is very important. But in this day and age, with all the influences and influencers, people are not truthful to themselves. To be able to be truthful to yourself, you need to not worry about what everyone thinks about you, how your hair looks, or how you dress, or what you say and what you do. And if you can't think of any way not to be able to do those things, not care what people think, not lie, be truthful, the answer is right in front of you, the battle of truth. Next, we take the breastplate of righteousness. To be righteous as a Christian is to obey God's commands and live in a way that's honorable to him. The Ten Commandments are what God commands us to do, and the majority of us here should know or be able to say them now. So put your hand up if you can please repeat the Ten Commandments. We have one person willing to give it a go. Okay, Sandra? Yep. Yes, that's correct. Oh, up. Put this up, John. Thanks. The breastplate of righteousness is the biggest part of the armor because it protects our heart. And this is important because you can't live without heart. Everybody needs a heart. And the only way you can protect that part of your body and stay righteous is with the breastplate of righteousness. So next, I'm going to be using the whiteboard to show this. And can someone here that is good at drawing please come up and help me? Gonal. I believe that Gonal's very good at drawing. Thank you very much. Okay. So can you please draw a person, not a stick figure? This is a very good person so far. Yeah, his hand's fine. Yeah, sweet. That's a round of applause, yeah. Now, Gonal, can you please draw a helmet on this person?
Any helmet. Probably more like a war helmet.
Now, can you please draw a person holding a shield?
No, that person.
Now, can you please draw a sword?
Oh, he's
got to have the cross in there. Now, can you please draw his breastplate? And his belt. Thank you very much, Gonal. Now, can you avoid a look at this picture and raise your hand if you see something wrong? Yes. There is no shoes. His feet are bare, and that means he can't run on rocks or sticks or pebbles in war. And this is a problem, because when soldiers are thinking about when they're running around, they don't want to be thinking about crawling under their shoe or having the fear of cutting their feet. But with the shoes, you can freely step without fear and be able to focus on the battle at hand. And for us disciples, there's the battle for our soul. 2 E4s ago, Martin talked to us about the battle for our soul, and we played a game. In this game, we got into groups, and one of the groups, which I was in, were all wearing red. So we were the devil, or Satan. And so Tony talked to us, and what we had to do was go around and try to take people's shoes, which was their soul. And so when we did this, we basically got everybody to, we tricked people into giving us their shoes, and then eventually at the end we explained what it was. And this game taught us that you always must be prepared, because you never know when someone may come and try to steal your shoes. And did anybody notice what I did at the start of the sermon today? I did. And you... And how can you protect your soul? With the shoes of peace. Yeah, you must remember that anybody can be able to try and take your soul, and you must always be prepared, because Satan, you never know when he might try and deceive you. Oh, you can come grab your shoes back if you want. Yeah. Thank you very much for that. Round of applause for them.
Yeah. Huh? I know, bro.
Next, we take the shield of faith. When you think about a shield, you think about using it to protect yourself from physical attacks. But the shield of faith is to protect you from mental attacks. Can someone please tell me, as Christians, what we need a shield to protect ourselves from? Yes, Karen? Well, yes, you need a shield to protect yourself, but what do we need to protect ourselves as Christians? Lies, and yes, who might be telling us those lies? Satan, yes. The reason why the shield is called the shield of faith is because you have to have faith. Because faith is to have complete confidence in someone or something. And who might that someone be for us? God. Why do we need to have faith in God? One of you, why? Why do we need to have faith in God?
Tan. I don't know, Sophie? Lauren? Abby? Go on, come on.
Yes, that, well, we need faith for God because if we ever lose hope, we know that God will provide help for us. I found this awesome example of why faith is so important. We couldn't drive our cars without faith that someone wouldn't cross the divider and crash into us. If we didn't have faith, how could we fly in an airplane, a metal machine soaring 35,000 feet in the air? Without faith, how can we move from one moment to the next without completely second guessing every last thing we did? You all have probably had faith in your life once, but using the shield, you'll have it every single day. Salvation. Could someone please tell me what salvation means? To be rescued, yes. Preservation or deliverance from harm, ruin, or loss. Now, when you hear that definition, what comes to your mind? Safety, yeah. But can you think of a person that comes to your mind? Yes, Jesus. Jesus is our salvation. Why? Because he sacrificed himself for us. Jesus is our salvation because he bled for us. Jesus is our salvation because he freed us from sin. To be able to put on the helmet of salvation, you must recognize that Jesus is our salvation. So, Jono, do you recognize that Jesus is your salvation?
Yes.
Okay. So maybe you'll be thinking, where the last piece of armor is. And so Jono has gone to get that right now, so come on out, Jono.
Yeah.
The sword of spirit. The sword of spirit is the word of God, and we all know we can use the word of God in many ways. Like today, the bike. I was speaking the word of God to you all with the bike. You can use a sword to fight Satan with God's powerful word. The sword is so light, it weighs nothing, and that is why it is easy to carry and everyone can have it. So in conclusion, all of the individual pieces of the armor of God are powerful, but together they are unstoppable. The reason why I use my biking gear as a reputation of the armor of God is because it can be anything physical you can put on, but it's the meaning behind it and understanding it is what makes it unstoppable. Because everyone's armor in real life will look different, but it is all the same mentally. So let's go back to the verses that start. So if you can grab them out. And let's all read along together. Heavenly Father, I desire to be obedient by being strong in the Lord and the power of your might. I recognize that it is essential to put on the armor that you have provided, and I do so now with gratitude, praise, and by faith as effective spiritual protection against the spiritual forces of darkness. I confidently take the belt of truth. I take Jesus, who is the truth, as my strength and protection, and ask wisdom and discouragement to believe that we know the truth. Thank you for the breastplate of righteousness. By faith, the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and ask you, Jesus, to walk in the holiness in my life today. Thank you, Lord, for the shoes of peace. I desire that my feet should stand on solid rock of peace, and that as I walk in the obedience to you, like the God of peace promises to walk with me. Eagerly, Lord, I lift up the shield of faith. By faith, I trust in you to be a complete and perfect shield. I recognize that my mind is a target of Satan's deceiving ways, and I take the helmet of salvation, recognizing that the Lord Jesus Christ is my salvation. I shield with my head with him, and invite his mind to be with me. With joy, I take hold of the sword of spirit, the word of God, affirming that he is unfailable word of God. Enable me to use your word not only to defend me from God and his promises. Thank you, dear Lord, for prayer. Help me to keep this armor with prayer. I desire to pray at all times with depth and intensity as the Holy Spirit leads me. Grant me a burden for others in God's family and enable me to see their needs and assist from them. Prayers as the enemy attacks them. All these things I ask and the mighty enemy attacks Christ, Lord. Amen. Thank you very much.